It's Tuesday, January 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 13th, three Christian Kenyan teachers were murdered by Al-Shabaab Muslim militants. Their names were Caleb Mutua, Titus Ushindi, and Samuel Kyonzu. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, Regional Director for Africa, about the attack.
There are plenty of attacks that happen in Kenya, but they're all almost solely along the border with Somalia, within 50 to 100 miles of the border of Somalia. It's because Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group based out of Somalia, actually comes into Kenya to attack, mainly Christian targets sometimes, and it's kind of rarely that sometimes military or governmental targets as well. But they specifically are attacking Christians to provoke and to harm the Kenyan government because the Kenyan government has been helping the Somalian government fight Al-Shabaab.
Johnson asked that American Christians would pray for the families of the three men who were killed and that the government would bring justice to their killers.
Pray for their spiritual welfare, obviously. Pray for their physical welfare as well. Again, when you lose a son or a husband there, a lot of times means you're going to lose access to food or medical care, or you're not going to have as much money in general. So pray for them to be able to take care of themselves financially. And then I would also pray for the Kenyan government to figure out more effective ways to really be able to deal with this problem as it seems to continue to grow.
Franklin Graham's UK evangelistic tour planned for May and June of this year is receiving negative press coverage and pressure from the perverse sexual community to call it off. He is being accused of, quote, incitement to violence, hate speech, and homophobic views, including but limited to branding homosexuality as a sin, end quote. The local Anglican bishop announced he will not support Graham's visit, and activists in Sheffield are pushing for cancellation of the event in Sheffield, according to the UK Guardian. Proverbs 28 verse 4 reminds us that those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. First Liberty Institute, the Christian legal defense group based in Plano, Texas, is threatening legal action against the U.S. Marines Trademark Licensing Office. This comes after the office demanded that the company, Shields of Strength, stop creating dog tags bearing Bible verses on them. According to the letter issued by First Liberty, the directive is unconstitutional and violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The mandate came after a complaint was issued by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. The organization Shields of Strength has been issuing the Bible verse-laden tags for 20 years, sometimes at a rate of 50,000 per month. The annual Women's March in Washington has lost steam, reports National Public Radio. Only 10,000 people showed up for this year's march over the weekend, down from 500,000 participants in 2017 after Donald Trump's presidential election. Meanwhile, record crowds are showing up for the annual March for Life pro-life events. March for Life Chicago recorded 9,000 attendees. Thousands more showed up at the Denver March for Life as a reinvigorated pro-life movement gained traction in the state of Colorado. March for Life events will take place over the next few weekends to remember the babies killed since the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision issued 47 years ago on January 22nd. 22,000 pro-gun demonstrators gathered at the Virginia State Capitol yesterday to protest a comprehensive gun control legislative agenda being advocated by Democrat legislators and Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, reports Fox News. 10 years ago, Beckett Cook was a homosexual man in Hollywood who had achieved great success as a set designer in the fashion industry. He worked with stars and supermodels, from Natalie Portman to Claudia Schiffer, traveling the world to design photo shoots for the likes of Vogue and Harper's Bazaar. He attended award shows and parties at the homes of Paris Hilton and Prince. He spent summers swimming in Drew Barrymore's pool. A decade later, Cook has moved on from that life, and he doesn't miss it, writes Brett McCracken. What changed for Cook? He met Jesus on a momentous day in September 2009 while drinking coffee with a friend at Intelligentsia in L.A.'s Silver Lake neighborhood. Cook started chatting with a group of young people sitting at a nearby table. Physical Bibles opened in front of them. They were from a church called Reality L.A., end quote. Beckett Cook shares his incredible testimony on Generations Radio today about how God saved his soul and empowered him to walk away from two decades entrenched in the homosexual lifestyle. Tune in as I guest host at generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. And finally, you can catch the testimony of the Napalm Girl, Fan Kim Fuke, in a CBC documentary. It's June 8th, 1972. For 21 years, a war has raged between the communist government of North Vietnam and the government of South Vietnam and its principal ally, the United States, reports the Irish Times. Terrified civilians and South Vietnamese soldiers flee as planes roar overhead, and a South Vietnamese pilot, mistaking them for enemy forces, drops his payload of napalm. No one can outrun napalm. A thick jelly of petrol and aluminum salts developed by Harvard chemists. Napalm clings to human skin, causing horrific burns. Kim Fuke is the little girl at the forefront of the famous photograph. Kim, just 9 years old, is naked, arms thrown out in agony, her face caught in a contorted wail. Too hot," she screams. She has ripped off her burning clothes as the napalm burns and shreds her tender skin, eating through the layer of collagen, ravaging a third of her body. She speaks of her physically and emotionally tortured life.
I saw the airplane, and it's so loud, so close to me. Suddenly, the fire everywhere around me. The fire burned off my clothes. And I saw my arm got burned with the fire. I thought, oh my goodness, I get burned. People will see me different way. 9 years old, I became a victim of war. I didn't like that picture at all. I felt like, why he took my picture when it was agony, naked, so ugly. I wish that picture wasn't taken. I went through 17 operations. I have to deal with the pain every single day.
Then Kim found a New Testament in Saigon and became a Christian. That was in 1982. In the documentary, Kim says, quote, "Since I've had faith, my enemies list became my prayer list. Forgiveness set my heart free. I forgive everyone who caused my suffering." End quote. Jesus said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." Matthew 5:44. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.